The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hammer time. Go with the flow. Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Dominic Cortez with you, taking you up to 11 o'clock with anything around the house that needs my attention. Pick up the phone right now and give us a call at 803-0930. That is the call-in number in the 716, outside the 716, toll-free for you at 1-800-616-WBEN. And then, of course, there's the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, same as our call-in number, 803-0930. Email me, hammertime@wben.com. And when you have an opportunity, stop out and see us at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, or come home to Cortez Showroom. Open and anxious we are to show you around our place, where we have everything on display that we do at Cortez Construction, which includes our room additions, kitchen and bath renovations, our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line made right here in Western New York, better living sunroom, solar shades, retractable awning, now offering financing too, by the way. I've been meaning to tell you folks that we now have financing, unsecured financing available through our company, so check that out. Any project you'd like a quote on, we can tell you what the monthly payment will be with a home improvement loan. And then, of course, don't forget our cooking school, the Come Home to Cortez Cooking School, where you can gift a class for the upcoming holiday season. How about that? Go to Cortez.net, drop-down menu, Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. Starting in January, folks, we are doubling up the classes. That's right, two classes a month starting in January. But in the meantime, we have one more for December, and that is Italy, Christmas in Italy, Natale in Italia. That's coming up on December 2nd. And then, as I said, starting in January, the classes go twice a month. It's all at Cortez.net. We start in January with a trip to Milan. And just highlighting that, we'll be making osso buco in January and risotto milanese. So that's the first class of the new year. And the last class of this year is the Christmas in Italy class. That, again, is the 2nd of December. Go to Cortez.net, drop-down menu, Come Home to Cortez Cooking School, and check it out. We'd love to have you be part of our Come Home to Cortez Cooking School. So What's going on around your house? Pick up the phone right now. Anything that needs my attention. I wanted to ask this question today. And this is especially for those that I guess you would say are baby boomer age, you know, kids have aged and grown, and you're empty nesters. A question for you today. Are you in your forever house? Or as you've realized that you don't need as much space as you presently have, when you couple in all of the upkeep and maintenance, are you in your forever house? And we can talk about that today. And I'd be interested to hear from you as to how you feel about that question. Are you in your forever house? And the considerations for what is required to comfortably and safely age in place. And we can go through some of those. And it goes beyond the aging in place, of course. It's the upkeep, the maintenance, the lawn cutting, the tree trimming, the shrub trimming, the raking. All of those things go into the stew that we're making here today on the question, are you in your forever house? And if you haven't thought about that, and I've prompted the question, what are you going to do when you age to a point where your home becomes too much for you? Of course, the biggest area for concern about aging in place is, everybody knows this, right? The bathroom. Slick surfaces, the size and proportion of which could create the whole issue of safety in the bathroom, falling and not having the right grab bars, the height of the toilet, and all of those things. A shower chair. The safety in the bathroom is tantamount, I think, for properly aging in place. Another one is, you know, as we age, we tend to shrink a little, right? So how can we reach the high shelves in our kitchen without getting on a ladder to do so? So avoiding cabinets that are too high. Think about that if you're having a hard time reaching now. How are you going to do that when you get a little older? And then what about, you know, if the kids are local, that's great. But what if they're not? What if they're all, you know, scattered around the country? I always hesitate to brag about that because having been blessed with all my children in the company and living in Clarence, it's a real blessing. But what if your children are not local and the whole sense of community and what that support that you need for things like getting to the doctor or perhaps getting just to the pharmacy and having people around you. So maybe considering a 55-plus neighborhood, huh? That's a thought. We eliminate some of the issues I've highlighted with which would include maintenance, right? Because generally those are more condo-style homes. People like you are all around you. If you're all aged in the same general, you know, age group. So there you go. That's my question for you today. Are you in your forever house? And have you thought about aging in place or perhaps downsizing to something that's a little bit more amenable to not having as much maintenance? 803-0930. That's the number for you to call this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Looking to speak to you about anything around the house. My question on the table. Are you in your forever house? Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week you hear me talk with one of the area branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. Today I have Anthony Verhagen here from the Depew branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. I know you know about our great business checking account, but did you know that we offer personal and nonprofit checking accounts as well? We know that different people have different banking needs. That's why we have a checking account for everyone. All of our accounts offer the very latest in online banking tools, including our state-of-the-art mobile app, a free debit card, and online bill pay. At Lakeshore Savings Bank, You don't have to sacrifice the customized personal service you deserve in order to get the checking account you need and access to the latest banking technology. Open an account with us and get the best of both worlds. We're open until noon today. Call us at 716-898-2022. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Serious illness can make you feel powerless. But with Hospice and Palliative Care Buffalo, you can find the strength to take on the day. Our team provides in-home, compassionate care to improve your quality of life so you can focus on what matters most. And we offer emotional support to help your family navigate the journey with confidence and dignity. Take on the day with Hospice and Palliative Care Buffalo. Talk with us or visit hospicebuffalo.com.
At the Buffalo City Mission, a warm meal can offer hope to a Western New York neighbor in need. This Thanksgiving, help uplift hurting men, women, and children by donating to the Buffalo City Mission. Every day, the mission provides safe shelter, nutritious meals, and life-changing programs to those in need. Just $24 sponsors 10 meals for people who are hungry and homeless. Make a difference today by donating at BuffaloCityMission.org, where second chances lead to new beginnings. That's BuffaloCityMission.org.
Celebrate the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra's 90th anniversary this Saturday and Sunday, November 9th and 10th, when the BPO recreates their historic inaugural concert featuring Beethoven's Valiant Egmont Overture, Brahms' Expressive Symphony No. 3, and Debussy's Nocturnes. Joanne Folletta conducts the program that not only honors the past, but looks forward to the future of music making in Buffalo. Performances Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2:30 in Klein Hands Music Hall. Tickets at 716-885-5000 or bpo.org.
Hey, it's Dominic here. And whenever someone asks me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Did you know that Ava installs over 1.5 million square feet of shingles and siding annually across Western New York? What an amazing number. When you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot, free written estimate and project drawing for your roof replacement by calling 716-343-ROOF. 343-ROOF, or go to avaroofing.com. You can book your appointment right there. Ava also offers you 0% financing. Ava Roofing, when quality matters, call Ava. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
As the days grow shorter and the leaves begin to change, it's a sure sign that Medicare season is here. Big changes to your prescription drug coverage are coming January 1st, so don't wait until the last minute. Annual enrollment period is here and appointments are filling fast. Contact the financial guys at 716-633-1331 for a free policy review or visit WNYMedicareMadeEasy.com for more details.
The financial guys, right on
the money. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, you need a legal team located in your community. The attorneys at Lipsitz, Pontario & Comerford have represented thousands of mesothelioma victims. Our lawyers live in your community. Our families worked in the plants with you. We've helped your friends and co-workers. Let us help you. You'll receive personal service from a legal team that truly cares about you and your family. We have the resources to handle all aspects of your case, including litigation, bankruptcy, trust claims, estate, and workers' compensation matters. Call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford at 716-600-MESO for a free consultation. That's 716-600-6376 or visit our website at lipsitzpontario.com. Your journey to justice begins when you call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford, 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
Well, as the colder weather approaches, there's nothing worse than feeling a chill in your home. If your heating isn't keeping you comfortable, it's time to call my friends at TRS Heating and Air Conditioning and Electrical. TRS will recommend a high-efficiency Rheem furnace system, and they'll offer you many financing options. Now, if you have an existing furnace, it's time to schedule your Hammer Time $99 health and safety checkup. TRS Heating and Air Conditioning.com is the place to go. You'll learn about the $99 Hammer Time special. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today.
Hammer Time.
1020 is Hammer Time. Good morning. It's Dominic Cortese, and this is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Your questions are welcome at 803-0930. And my question on the table is, are you in your forever house? And what are your plans for retiring? Are you staying put? Are you moving on to something more less maintenance, less space, less stairs, safety in the bathroom, all those questions. 803-0930, Mike in Wheatfield, you're first on WEN.
Good morning. My question is, like, I have a turnaround pad. It's a cement. Hello, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay, I didn't hear anything. It's a cement, like, turnaround pad, but you know how, because it's on a, it's about a 1 inch, 1 1/4 inch crack. Now, on the internet, I saw it's called trim a slab. It's like a rubberized plastic where you cut it and push it down with your feet or with a rubber mallet pounded in. However, it extends about 1/32 inch above the surface of this. My question is, will a snowblower or the plow from a snowplow rip this up? Has anyone had any experience with this product?
So what is the product again? What's the brand name?
It's called Trim a Slab. T-R-I-M-A-S-L-A-B. But there's different versions of it. Some are stiffer than others.
So it's meant to fill cracks?
Yeah, in the cement, because it's a lot easier than, I tried that black expansion joint. You know, yeah. The crack doesn't go even. There's crevices. It's hard to get that in
there. Anything that you try to jam into a crack is not going to withstand, you know, a snowplow or a snowblower. I mean, it's just going to be right there. That edge of it is going to be able to catch on the snowblower.
Well, there's like three different layers, though. It when you push it down and pound it down, it grabs the side of the walls of the cement.
I see. Well, let me look into it. Tell me the brand name again.
Well, Trim, T-R-I-M-A, Slab, S-L-A-B.
Trim a Slab.
They call it Trim a Slab, like, because you trim it, like I said. And you,
yeah.
It's a
okay.
lot easier to
well,
fill the crack.
Well, let's throw it out there, too, Mike. If anybody has any experience with Trim a Slab, we'd be interested
like
to hear about what your experience has been. And in the meantime, I'll look into it as well, and maybe we can talk about it on another show. Thanks for bringing it up, though, Mike.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Let's move along to West Seneca and chat with Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. I think my wife and I are in our forever home. We purchased it approximately 24 years ago and put a roof on it 20 years ago.
Okay.
With a era. And we went with some nice architectural shingling. Now, I've got stains. It's a blackish gray architectural style.
Okay.
And I've heard about a product with soy oil in it. And what I'm concerned is we'd like to stay here, but the roof is going to be a lot of money. What are my options? Can I treat it with the soy oil? Can I go over the architectural? Can I go over
no.
with a metal roof? Or should
no.
I put solar panels on it? I just
no.
want to get the longevity out of it.
No to all of those things. I would, on an architectural roof shingle, you really have no choice but to strip it no matter what you're going to put on the roof. What's causing these stains? You say it's black, a black roof, but you're seeing stains?
It's a blackish gray. It's just, it's time is up. It's
okay. So how old did you say it was?
22.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, roof replacement goes into the category of a necessary maintenance item in our homes that necessarily don't, you know, add any value. However, they preserve value. So there, it's important to think about that when your roof is starting to fail. What detriment to your home's value will you suffer if you don't keep your roof replaced and up to snuff as far as preventing water infiltration and all those kinds of things. So I would not cut corners when it comes to roof replacement. I think that it is a necessary evil that we keep a good, durable roof over our heads, especially in our climate. So I would encourage you to at least start shopping, call Ava, get an estimate. You don't necessarily have to do it now. And, you know, you can talk to them about scheduling it down the road. but at least you'll know what you're up against for replacement, because I think it's going to become an essential component to maintaining your home, especially as you've said that you're talking about staying put. And when you think about this long term, you know, the value of that is really immeasurable in terms of what it will give you back in value and in preservation.
I gotcha. I appreciate the advice, and yeah. Have a great day.
Thanks. Appreciate that question. It's a really good one, because it's part of this whole idea is, are you in your forever home? Is, are you up to what it's going to require for you to stay in your forever home? And this is a perfect example of that when we talk about roof replacement, because that's such a big cost, and it's important that it be right. So yeah, we get this question a lot about roofing. You know, is it better to just band-aid a roof or deal with it properly? And I always, as you know, say, let's deal with it properly so that we don't minimize the value of what we are expecting from it as far as preserving and protecting our home and our contents. So, good question. 803-0930, jump on the phone right now as we talk about your home and the question on the table. Are you in your forever house, or are you thinking of downsizing and maybe going into a retirement-style community? Dominic, is it less expensive to move to a ranch-style house or retrofit an older home with stairs to the basement and second floor with stair lifts? The bathroom has grab bars everywhere. Your guys installed them. Well, thanks for that. I live in the in a 1.5-story house, and the stairs could become an issue in the future. So, great question. Stairs are the nemesis, right, for aging in place. However, I have seen great value come from a stair lift in terms of eliminating that whole issue of getting to the bedrooms. Assuming that the bathroom is safe and assuming that you have the grab bars, like you've said, and the only issue is getting up those stairs, yes, a stair lift could make a 2-story home, theoretically, into a ranch by eliminating the hazards of having to navigate the stairs or the inability to navigate the stairs. So a stair glide could really do wonders for you to be able to stay put. And of course, that makes the assumption that you can transfer easily from, you know, onto the chair. And hopefully you're not wheelchair bound, or you won't become wheelchair bound, where that's a challenge unto itself. Assuming you have fairly good mobility, I think a stair glide is an excellent way to be able to stay right where you are and use your home as you intend to. As they said, it basically makes a 2-story home into a ranch by eliminating the risk of having to navigate the stairs. And the idea of what a stair glide is really that. You know, it's a simple way to get from one floor to the next. And not to mention the fact that you can use it for navigating the laundry up and down the stairs too, right? Think about that. The big laundry basket, put it in the stair glide and have it do the work to lift you up the stairs. You know, I don't know whether it was a real thing or what, you know, everything on Facebook now, you wonder whether it's real or not, but I saw this kind of a clip, a reel, I guess it was, where there was a stair glide and it was a flat platform, and the person navigating it folded the platform down, stood on it, and it went up the stairs like an escalator. Can you imagine that? What a clever idea that is. Now, I don't know how safe that is as far as whether you're able to stand while something is lifting you. But it had a railing, and it looked just like a household escalator, which I thought that's really a good idea, because now you don't have to worry about sitting in it. You can just stand on it. And it rose you up to the top level and, of course, back down like an escalator would. So, very clever. Anyway, yes, I think if the only issue is that you're not comfortable with stairs and you can put in a stair glide, I love that idea of using that as the way to stay put in your home. 803-0930. That's the number for you this Saturday morning. Anything around the house as we talk about, are you in your forever home? Let's see here. I've got a texter who writes, another house fire in East Aurora caused by smart meter. Well, okay. I'm not going to jump into believing that just yet. If you want to give us more details as to why you're saying that, we have pretty much dispelled there being risks directly from smart meters, where surge protectors are required to really protect you from surges that could lead to fires. Bottom of the hour, top of the news, Zachary Penkew standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Dom. It is 10:30, currently mostly sunny and 48 degrees. Good morning. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930 WBEN. Here's what's happening. An Amherst man has been sentenced for murdering his girlfriend's mom in a fire that he intentionally started. Acting Erie County District Attorney Michael Keene says 50-year-old Daniel Martinez started the fire in his girlfriend's apartment when she wasn't home. Her mother, Maria Galaxa, was in the apartment sleeping at the time. She was transported to ECMC, where she later passed away from her injuries. Martinez will serve 5 years in prison, followed by 5 years of post-release supervision. The Buffalo and Erie County Naval and Military Park is kicking off Veterans Day with their annual Veterans Race. The race, which is happening right now, is expected to have over 650 runners. Proceeds from this race will support the Veterans One Stop Center and the Buffalo Naval Park. Their Veterans Day ceremony is on Monday at 10 a.m. inside the Hangar Building. During the ceremony, Adam Poole and Scott Saperson, who serve on the board of directors at the Buffalo Naval Park, will offer their remarks. And the WBEN just called Jet First Alert forecast for today, mostly sunny, high of 50. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 38. Tomorrow, cloudy most of the time, breezy with periods of rain beginning around midday and continuing throughout the afternoon, high of 55. And then looking at Monday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a shower or two, mainly in the morning, high 55. Right now, 48, mostly sunny in Buffalo. I'm Zach Penkew, News Radio 930, WBEN.
Well, I'm going to take a guess that most of you have turned your heat on by now, right? Yeah, this is that time of year when everyone calls indoor professionals for two reasons. First, they're the only ones that can razor clean your ductwork. That's right. 95 to 99% of the contamination can be removed by IAP. 40 to 50% is generally what the others get. And number two, you don't want to procrastinate any longer because they are getting busy this time of year. What's lurking in your ductwork? Well, you know, dead skin cells, bacteria, mold, dust mites, dust mite feces. It needs to come out. It needs to come out now. And the only way you can unequivocally get that done, up to 99%, is with my friends at Indoor Air Professionals, the patented column duct cleaning system. Blasts all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork and negative pressure sucks it out, leaves you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel, medical grade air purifiers, and April Air high capacity dehumidifiers, also available from Indoor Professionals. Mr. Gordon, what are the Hammer Time specials for today?
All right, so let's start with the duct cleaning. By the way, we're just getting some tremendous five-star reviews with people getting relief from allergies, asthma, sinus, all the things that you mentioned once we remove that. So the duct cleaning, as a first-time customer, you'll get $175 off. And if you're a repeat, you should have gotten a postcard throughout the course of the year. We can't mail 65,000 all at once. But that could be a greater discount depending on the size of your home. The medical grade air purifier that covers 1,200 square feet is $350 off, and the whole house Super V unit is $500 off. And lastly, the April Air high capacity dehumidifier is $300 off.
Great discounts, and only you can get them by calling Peter right now. Here's his direct dial, 716-683-3000, extension 303. That's right, it'll put you right at Peter's desk. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Make sure you tell Peter you want the Hammer Time discounts for Veterans Weekend. Indoor Air Professionals.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals
for every breath you take.
It may not surprise you to learn that I know some veterans right here in Western New York. This is David Bellavia, and some of us have been through an awful lot. But now, if we get denied disability benefits from the VA, well, there's a law firm that will fight for us. Hiller Comerford Injury and Disability Law. If you're a veteran and you've been denied disability benefits, it's Hiller time. Get a free consultation when you call 866-HILLER-LAW. Learn more at hillercomerford.com. Hiller Comerford Injury and Disability Law fights for the veterans who fought for us.
Do you need a knee or hip replacement? Get it done without ever stepping foot in a hospital. Learn more about hospital-free joint replacement from Excelsior Orthopedics. Go to ExcelsiorOrtho.com. Excelsior Orthopedics, your first place for complete orthopedic care.
If you think you've tried everything, you probably haven't tried Goodfeet Arch Supports from the Goodfeet Store. They're designed to relieve, even eliminate the pain caused by certain foot conditions. See what we can do for you with a free arch support fitting. Check us out at the Goodfeet Store in Buffalo or at Goodfeet.com.
Chad Wright, owner and coach of Cheer Athletics Rochester and Buffalo, endured the heartbreaking loss of 11 family members in Hurricane Helene, including both of his parents. Please support Chad and his family by attending Clinic for a Cause, November the 11th from 9 till 3 at Cheer Athletics, 600 Elm Ridge Center Drive in Rochester. Attendees will participate in tumbling, stunting, games, dance, and more with lunch provided. 100% of the proceeds will be donated to Chad and his family. To sign up for the clinic, contact Amy Wertheim at amy@cheerathletics.com.
Hey, it's Bowerly from my dear friends at Transit Town Kia. If you're looking for an SUV, you've probably heard of the Kia Telluride. It is one of the most sought-after mid-size three-row SUVs on the market. Well, November's your lucky month. Transit Town Kia has remaining 2024 Tellurides discounted up to $4,000. That's right, up to $4,000 off on 24 Tellurides. Plus, in honor of Veterans Day, Transit Town Kia is proud to thank our veterans with an additional $1,000 off any new or used vehicle good through November 16th. As an employer of many veterans through the years, Transit Town Kia has a deep respect for those who've served. As always, every Transit Town Kia comes with their world-class customer service and streamlined buying process. Up to $4,000 off 24 Tellurides and additional $1,000 off any new or used vehicle for veterans. Transit Town Kia, Transit Road, south of Clinton.
Hey, Papa, what are we doing during November to celebrate Thanksgiving?
Great question, Martin. At Riverfront Auto Sales, we want to help families have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
That's right. During the entire month of November, we're offering $500 off any vehicle you purchase.
And to make it even better, you'll also receive a $500 Thanksgiving gift card.
Perfect for buying the turkey and trimmings for our Thanksgiving feast.
So if you're looking to buy a beautiful, reliable vehicle for a family-owned dealership you can trust, Riverfront Auto Sales has got you covered.
To take advantage of this special offer, stop by Riverfront Auto Sales and check out our wide selection of beautiful late model cars, trucks, and SUVs.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
Call 716-886-1626 or shop online at riverfrontautosales.com and let us make this Thanksgiving unforgettable for you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving from all of us at Riverfront Auto Sales.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
So this happened at the Cortez household. Don and his son came over and saved our plumbing issues with a blocked sewer line and a lift station that quit. Happened in the same week. And, of course, I had their number in my phone, so I called them, and they came to my rescue. That's right, and you should do the same thing. Put Don's number in your phone so you have it when you need it. Don from Plumbing Help Now, 716-861-7337. They came to our rescue at the Cortez household. That's 861-7337. Call them when you need plumbing help now, and they'll come to your rescue, too, online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet. And
don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
when my thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me.
Question on the table. Are you in your forever home, or are you thinking about downsizing? Is your home safe? Do you have everything you need to navigate aging in place? Safety in your bathroom, stairs, we've talked about those. Grab bars, by the way, important to have, but important that they be installed properly. Oh my gosh. Can you imagine pulling on a grab bar and having it come off the wall? Well, that can easily happen if you don't catch studs, right? 8030930 is the number for you. Pick up the phone right now as we travel to Cheektowaga. And Joe, good morning. We're at your house.
Good morning, Dominic. My question regards, my son bought a new house here in Cheektowaga, and we're putting some POTS lights in, and all the old wiring is obviously two-wire without ground.
Uh-oh.
So the LED lights require the ground.
Right.
How do we establish that ground without having to run a whole line all the way to the box?
This is a very important and challenging question, because technically, that circuit will have to be by today's standards, by today's code. So that leads to the circuit separation issue. That leads to the wiring size issue. That leads to the capacity of the panel. So you get into a bigger deal when you talk about retrofitting in an older home like this. What we have been forced to do in these scenarios is wholesale rewiring of the whole room as a result of that tipping of the dominoes. When you do one thing, it leads to another, that leads to another, that leads to having to rewire the whole room. So it is a challenge, especially if the wire is substandard. And the bigger issue is, do we even have room in the panel to add the additional circuitry to separate that wiring out?
Yeah, we have available room in the panel.
Good.
I just wasn't sure if we could just run a single ground line to the water line or something like that, or a single ground line all the way back to the grounding terminal in the box.
I would think that that would be adequate, but the point I want to make is that whole, if you want to follow the code, that whole lighting loop, that whole lighting circuit will have to be separated.
Okay.
All right.
One other quick question.
Sure.
For those POTS, do we have to have, I know we have to have about, 3 to 4 inches of room around those as far as insulation goes.
Yeah, there's so many different options now with these style lights based on the fact that they're LED and they do not generate heat. That changes a lot with them. The insulation requirements as well are affected with that. So I would say that I would judge that answer to that by the style of light you purchase, and I would check the instructions on the box to make sure.
Okay. All right.
All right. Good luck with that.
Much.
And if you get stuck, you might want to bring in an electrician if it gets too challenging.
Understood.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Joe. Good luck. Let's move along to Wheatfield and chat with Bill. Good morning, Bill. You're next.
Yes, hello. Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 74. I'm planning on staying in my house.
Good for you.
You know, yeah. But now, you may have covered this before, but, this may come up in my lifetime in my home. My roof, it's 30-year shingles.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably got, I don't know, might have up to almost 15 years on it. But every time I look at the gutter covers I have on it, it's got granules on it.
Yeah.
So is there something that I could spray on it that would help hold those stones?
So we've talked about this a few shows in the past now, this whole idea of band-aiding a roof. I generally find the best advice I can give you is not to do that. Yeah, you're going to spend less money to have the roof sprayed. You'll get a few years out of it, but it's basically kicking the can down the road. So if you're telling me that you're staying put, then as I mentioned already to a previous caller, it's, I think, worth the cost to replace the roof and do it completely and definitively.
No, I mean, like I said, looking at the roof, it looks beautiful.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful looking
roof.
Well,
when you lose granules, though, Bill, when you lose granules, that is the indication that we're starting our downward descent in terms of the long-term lastingness of that roof. It's the beginning signs of that. So
Sure. You're
not, you know, the good news is there's nothing imminent or urgent. And if you don't have any water infiltration, then fine, we can milk this. But you do need to deal with it at some point. This is just an early warning that you're going to start having issues down the road.
Well, yes, and it's not a whole lot of granules, but, you know, I just noticed it, and I was kind of hoping there was...
It's funny about that. When a roof is new, you're going to see granules come off the roof because it's new, and, you know, they didn't adhere properly when it was manufactured. When the roof gets older and ages, you start to see granules again because they lose their ability to bond to the surface. So you see this at both ends of the lifespan of a roof. So, I'd keep your eye on it. Use binoculars if you can't get up there, and check carefully to make sure that we don't have any bare spots. Once we start seeing bare spots, then that means that it's time.
Yeah, no bare spots. You know, my other question was, you know, on the north side of my roof where it doesn't get a lot of sun. I mean, the shingles, again, they look beautiful. You know, it almost looks like, you know, it was just put on recently. But, you know, it's starting to get, I don't know if it's mold or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, you see it on some houses.
Lichen. Yeah, you get lichen. You get algae growth. I have the same thing happen at my house. What I do is I spray it with some bleach and water. You can buy some other algae cleaners. I just spray it. What I do is I just spray it with bleach and water and just let it sit. I don't even rinse it. And it does help kill it. You can put zinc strips on your roof, that helps as well. It's not an unusual issue. It's a very common problem, especially based on the sun pattern of how your house sits. So this is something that is just part and parcel with dealing with a roof.
Yeah, you know, I did have the zinc strips put on my house, but they're at the top.
Yes.
And, you know, on the north side, it doesn't seem to help much. It's maybe like halfway down.
Yes.
I had to put another row of zinc strips or something.
Well, that was smart that you did, too, because that will help. But you're right. Nothing is going to be 100% to eliminate the moss growth or the algae growth.
So between water to bleach...
As strong as you can make the bleach and water, I just generally do 50-50.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
But so, yeah, I did hear your last show about, you know, you had a guy on about spraying the roof that's supposed to soften it up. But I thought maybe other than that, there was something that was more like a sticky glue type thing or something that I could spray that would, you know. But
again, just band-aiding it. And in your case, you know, you might spend, you know, $7,000-$8,000 to band-aid the roof and maybe $30,000 to replace the roof. And yeah, maybe you'll get away with 5 years on that spray job, and, you know, another 40 years.
I wouldn't want to do that spray job that you had the show on.
Right.
I just thought maybe there was something else that.
No, nothing that I would confidently recommend.
All right. Well, thanks for
All right.
Bleach idea.
Appreciate your call, Bill. Bill's line now available at 803-0930 as we travel to the island of Grand. Alice, good morning. You're on WEN.
Good morning, Dominic. I'm sure this question may have been asked before, but I didn't hear it on the show. I live in a leased unit. I hope I'm going to be here probably till the end of my days. But they just did some radon testing, and they haven't given us the results yet. If it's above 4, will they be required to do anything? Or what do we do now?
So it's important to know what that reading is, because if it is above 4, that is the action level for mitigating the radon. The radon should have been tested at the lowest level, so the basement, and if it's above 4, then there would be either first thing that would be done would be a caulking of the base of the wall to the floor that would be filled with caulk, a sump pump cover put on if there's a sump pump, and then increase ventilation. That would be at the lowest level of mitigating radon. Now, if it's still above 4 after that, then we need to get into what's called subslab suction. Subslab suction means a PVC line installed through the slab connected to the grade below the concrete that would actually draw the radon out of the house and be vented to the outdoors. A little bit more complicated, a little bit more involved, but still effective at mitigating and reducing radon levels.
Okay, two questions. We don't have basements. We don't have some pumps that I know of. It's all above ground. They installed a little packet of something that said radon testing in each apartment, and then they came and picked them up. But again, are they responsible to do anything if it's above 4? Or do we?
I would definitely think that would be the property owner's responsibility for sure. And of course, you could vote with your feet on that by moving if it's something that they're not willing to do. And I would be quick to point out that radon, even though it's out of sight, it shouldn't be out of mind because it is known to cause lung cancer. So the issues of what the radon risks are great enough where I would not sit idly by if they're not willing to do anything.
Terrific. That was my question. Thank you so much,
okay.
Dominic. God bless you.
Okay, thank you. Same to you, Alice. Let's move along
bye-bye.
To Jack in Williamsville. Good morning, Jack. You're next.
Hi, Dominic. It's Jack Civiletto. How are
hey,
you?
Hey, Jack. Hey, good, buddy. How are you?
I'm good.
Hey,
doing
we got to book your date.
Yeah, that's right. It's coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Your previous caller just about answered my question. I did a stupid thing. Well, kind of a stupid thing. I sold our condo and I bought a house back in the village of Williamsville.
Did you really?
Yeah, I'm over on Monroe Drive.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah, so it's kind of the old neighborhood. It's a beautiful ranch. Everything's nice. But I was suggested that I don't get a home inspection because the bid would be a little bit sweeter.
Uh-oh.
I would tell anybody, get a home inspection.
Absolutely.
Ridiculous advice from a
you didn't. You didn't tell me that you did this and you didn't get a home inspection, too,
no,
on top of
it? I didn't get a home inspection, no.
Mm-hmm. Remind me to hit you in the head when I see you.
Yeah. Line up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, after this, you know, closing and moving in and all that, I hear this fluttering sound in the basement, like a little fan. And I kept saying, what is that sound? And I started to think that it might be some kind of ventilation. So I had a friend come over and he said, well, there's a pipe in the ground. There's a little plate. And he opened it up and sure enough, it says caution.
Yeah. Radon pipe.
Radon mm-hmm. mitigation system. Do not disarm. And so I immediately have a panic attack and I'm like, oh my God, what did I do? And I just, I want to be careful that I'm not putting myself in harm's way.
All right, well, let's not panic because if the system's in place, that's a good sign. They may have had high radon, but they put the system in. Is it a functioning fan?
Yeah, I hear it. I can hear the fan.
Okay, mm-hmm. So what I would recommend that we do, Jackie, is we test for radon with the system in place to see if it's working.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do I go about doing that?
Just buy a test kit at Home Depot, and then you send it away, and the results come back.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's something I could do myself then?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Have April do that, and, you know, just send it away, and they'll send you back the results. And if it's above 4, then we need to talk.
Okay.
All right?
Understood. Okay.
All right, buddy. So let's see, the 14th is a Saturday, and then the 21st. So you pick.
But the 24th, that's Christmas Eve, right?
21st, I said.
Oh, 21st. That
yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, let's put that in our calendars.
All right. Sounds
all right,
great,
Jackie.
Thank
look
you.
Forward
Thanks
to that.
Thank you very much for
okay.
the information. I
all right.
appreciate it.
Yeah. My good friend Jack Civiletto, he's going to be on the air December 21st. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. Are you looking to upgrade your flooring and you want to have the right place to go to get the right materials with the right guidance as to what you should use? Well, I can send you to my friends at Flooring Solutions of Western New York. Yep, they have everything you need from luxurious vinyl tile plank like CoreTech to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk, Flooring Solutions of Western New York. Visit them online at flooringsolutionsofwny.com. FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. When you go to their website, you can upload a photo of your room and see how their flooring looks in your space. What a clever idea. Or you can stop in and see them at Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
In the past, ductless systems were synonymous with air conditioning systems. These new heat pump and hyperheat systems actually are an energy efficient option for putting heat in your home as well.
Owner Robin Cloy discussing the advantages of installing a Mitsubishi Electric Train ductless heating and cooling system.
These units run 365 days a year in all seasons. They're no longer just a cooling only system. With a Mitsubishi Train ductless split system, those units are placed throughout your home and the temperatures are controlled just in that single area. So you can have one room a little warmer or a little cooler throughout your home, and it's not operating off of one unit with one thermostat.
Go the extra degree.
Heat wave, heating and cooling.
Hey, it's Mike Shope. The holiday season is right around the corner, and there's no better way to save on your holiday entertaining and gifting than with bottle bundle deals at Outlet Liquor. Stock up on bottles of wine or champagne and save big store-wide. Any wine or champagne priced at $13.99 or less gets you $2 off each bottle when you buy three or more. Grab six bottles, save $12. Fill a 12-bottle case, save $24 every day. Bottle bundle deals only at the place to buy a case, Outlet Liquor.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and as weather changes and we start moving indoors, it's the perfect time, folks, to give your basement a fresh look. The best choice is a Gorilla Floor. It's a surface that's both stylish and practical. Unlike rugs, tile, or laminate, Gorilla Floor is designed to have you give easy cleanup if it gets wet. No insurance calls, no mold remediation. It's simple, durable, and elegant. Call today for a free estimate and transform your basement with a Gorilla Floor and mention you heard Dominic on Hammer Time and get 10% off your already affordable Gorilla basement floor. Here's the number: 716-715-6927. 715-6927. Get the Hammer Time 10% discount online at gorillagaragegear.com. Go, go, Gorilla, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Paid actors represent actual clients.
After my car accident, I didn't know if I had a case, so I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. My case was worth $1.2 million.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Do you have a case? Call the Barnes firm now. You might be surprised.
After my job accident, my attorneys at the Barnes firm settled my case for 11 times more than insurance said they would pay.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
Gold prices have been hovering at record highs since early this year, and now is a great time to sell your gold for extra cash. Take it to Tag Jewelers. Tag will pay you cash for your gold, silver, coins, and precious metals. And Tag Jewelers also buys diamonds. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers experts have provided their knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean and comfortable setting. Take it to Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off of 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Weather can be unpredictable nowadays, but your local news station on the free Odyssey app has got you covered. Whether you need an umbrella, windbreaker, or an extra layer, or two, we'll let you know. Download the free Odyssey app and search for your local news station to listen on your smartphone or ask your smart speaker to play it before you head out the door. Download the free Odyssey app and search for your local news station. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y.
As fall turns to winter, it's the perfect time to wrap your home in lasting, durable protection from Western New York's number one source for vinyl siding, Lenco Supplies. Vinyl siding from Georgia Pacific is the final layer for your home's exterior, and it won't just look great, It builds to withstand the elements. With a natural wood grain finish and a selection of rich colors that resist fading, Georgia Pacific vinyl siding offers all season protection against wind, snow, and rain. Visit Lenco Supplies at any of the three Western New York locations or shop online anytime at Lenco.supplies. That's Lenco.supplies. Those in the know, go Lenco. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Well, be sure to honor your veterans this weekend by having a thought of thinking of them or stopping by a veterans memorial or a veterans celebration and think about the sacrifice that they've made to serve our nation. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place, same station, where we've been since 1989. Go Bills! And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.